Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity and a task for you to complete in the comments section. Today, the topic is shopping for clothes. I'm going to role play a shop assistant in a high street fashion shop. I did actually work in a shop for a while when I was a student. I'm going to talk to some customers and see if they need any help. Good afternoon. Do you need any help?
I'm just looking.
Hello, can I help you with anything?
I'm just browsing.
Hello, are you okay there?
I'm being served, thanks.
Good afternoon, can I help you?
Yes, please, I'm looking for a shirt.
Okay, are you looking for something smart or casual?
Something smart casual.
We have some shirts over here in the menswear section, if you want to take a look. Let me know if you want to try anything on.
Thanks. Excuse me?
Yes?
Have you got this in my size?
What size do you normally wear? Large or extra large?
I'm usually an extra large.
Let me have a look. I'll be right back. Here you are. Do you want to try it on?
Yes, please. Where are your changing rooms?
They're at the back there. Follow me.
Thanks.
How does it feel?
It's actually a bit baggy and loose around my shoulders.
Would you like to try on a large?
Yes, please.
Wait here and I'll be back in a minute. How about that one? Was that any better?
It's perfect. I'll take it.
Follow me this way to the cash desk and I'll ring that up for you. That will be £25, please. How do you want to pay? Cash or card?
I'll pay by card, please.
Contactless?
Yes, please.
Here you are, and here's your receipt. If you have any problems, just bring it back with the receipt.
Thank you.
Thanks. Now I'm going to go through the intermediate vocabulary from the role play. At the beginning of the role play, I was looking for customers to help, but I wasn't having a lot of luck. The first person I asked said, "I'm just looking," and the second said, "I'm just browsing." These are both expressions that mean I'm not shopping for anything special. I'm looking around and if I see anything I like, I might buy it. But the main thing is they don't want any help. To be honest, I usually say this to shop assistants when I am looking for something special because I prefer to shop on my own. I'm just looking, thanks. Technically, it means you're looking, but it really means go away and leave me alone to do my shopping in peace. A very important bit of shopping vocabulary. The next person I asked said they were being served. This is nice because it's a continuous passive form you'll meet in the real world. It's more common if you're in a busy bar waiting for a drink. Most people in the UK drink beer in pubs, but my wife normally asks for a cup of tea. This takes the barman or barmaid a long time to prepare, so I might be waiting at the bar for a long time, and the other staff ask, "Are you being served?" "Yes, I'm being served, thanks." When I found a customer who needed help, I asked them if they wanted something smart or casual. We wear smart clothes to work and to very special occasions like job interviews and fancy parties. Casual clothes are more comfortable clothes that you might wear around the house or if you're going to the supermarket. They're not very smart. There is a category in between, smart casual, which means shirts for men but not ties, trousers not jeans, and shoes not trainers or sandals, but still not the sorts of clothes that you would wear to work. Menswear means clothes for men. You can have women's wear as well, but that's not used as much. Many shops seem to be mostly for women, but have a menswear section. Actually, I really don't know about this. This might just be the shops I visit with my wife. If you wish to test something to make sure it fits you, you'll have to try it on. You can try something on in the changing rooms, or in some shops, the fitting rooms. A changing room is also the place you get changed at a gym or a swimming pool, not a fitting room. But in shops, you could ask to try something on in a changing room or a fitting room. Sizes in clothes are quite straightforward for men: small, medium, large, extra large. For jeans, you need to know your measurements, but it's always a good idea to try things on because shops measure their own clothes differently. I buy my jeans in a shop that is very generous in its sizing. Women's clothes are also quite straightforward. In the UK, there's a number system that normally starts at size 6, which is very small, then 8, which is small, then 10, which is medium. Actually, I'm not sure the sizes correspond. The numbers keep going up in twos, but as with menswear, you're really going to have to try things on.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When clothes don't fit, they can be too small, they can be too tight, or too large, or too loose, or baggy. In the 90s, it was fashionable to wear baggy clothes. But for a long time now, everything seems to be skinny or slim fit. If you find something that you want to buy, you can tell the assistant that you'll take it. This does mean buy and not simply take. The assistant will then take you to the cash desk where the till is. That is the computer with the scanner that processes your payment. And they will ring up the sale for you. To ring something up means to scan the thing or somehow enter the item into the till so that you can pay. I asked the customer if he wanted to pay by cash or by card, and he opted to pay by card. To pay by cash means to pay using money or currency. I never pay for anything by cash these days, as it's much easier and cleaner to pay by card, especially if you can pay by contactless. This is the technology that lets you hover your card over a terminal or little machine connected to the till, and then by some kind of wireless magic, the payment is processed. In the UK, you can make purchases of up to £45 using contactless. The final piece of vocabulary is receipt. This is the little paper statement that's printed by the till that shows what you've spent. You have to hold on to your receipt in case you have a problem with the item you've bought and you want to take it back or return it. I'm going to replay the role play so you can hear the language once more in context. And then at the end, I've got a challenge for you. Good afternoon. Do you need any help?
I'm just looking.
Hello, can I help you with anything?
I'm just browsing.
Hello, are you okay there?
I'm being served, thanks.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'm looking for a shirt.
Okay. Are you looking for something smart or casual?
Something smart casual.
We have some shirts over here in the menswear section, if you want to take a look. Let me know if you want to try anything on.
Thanks. Excuse me.
Yes?
Have you got this in my size?
What size do you normally wear? Large or extra large?
I'm usually an extra large.
Let me have a look. I'll be right back. Here you are. Do you want to try it on?
Yes, please. Where are your changing rooms?
They're at the back there. Follow me.
Thanks.
How does it feel?
It's actually a bit baggy and loose around my shoulders.
Would you like to try on a large?
Yes, please.
Wait here, and I'll be back in a minute. How about that one? Was that any better?
It's perfect. I'll take it.
Follow me this way to the cash desk, and I'll ring that up for you. That will be £25, please. How do you want to pay? Cash or card?
I'll pay by card, please.
Contactless?
Yes, please.
Here you are, and here's your receipt. If you have any problems, just bring it back with the receipt.
Thank you.
Thanks. I hope you enjoyed the roleplay and will feel more confident the next time you have to buy a shirt in a clothes shop in England. Okay, now it's time for a challenge. I have three questions for you that I'd like you to answer in the comments section of the Learn English Vocabulary website. You're also welcome to leave them in the review section on Apple Podcasts. I do read through all the reviews and really appreciate some of the kind messages of support you've left for me. Question 1. Do you like to go window shopping? This means to go to shops just to look and perhaps just browse for things you might want to buy, even when you don't have any money. Question 2. What was the last item of clothing that you bought and where did you buy it? Question 3. Have you ever bought something in a shop and then later returned it? If you have, why did you do it? Was it because the clothes didn't fit or did you change your mind for another reason? Remember, you can read the podcast transcript on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and there are also some activities to complete. Thanks for listening.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.